When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'll take it out and see.
No, you can leave it coming. You can leave it in and smack your jaw.
Look, I wouldn't talk. Who's the one that eats all the time close to the mic sock?
Sock.
This is the mic sock.
Well, I am showing people that's important not to skip meals.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
That is not why you eat next to
the mic. I'm sure it is. And in addition, you're such a slave driver, we don't even get a food break.
Well, no, because we've got to chop chop.
See what I mean?
We've got things to do.
Oh.
And now you're a mother, so you have a schedule.
Oh, my God. I was coming out of the pumpkin patch the other day with Lou, and I'm such an idiot. I don't buy, you know, I didn't really celebrate holidays until the kids. So, you know, we went to this pumpkin patch on Doheny, which is, for people who don't live in Los Angeles, is kind of like right in the center of the city.
That's not a real pumpkin patch. Well, I guess it is kind of for
LA.
City.
For yeah, LA. They don't grow pumpkins. I don't even think pumpkins grow in California, do they?
I don't know.
I don't know.
We have a natural pumpkin patch where I'm from.
Well,
we farm.
We don't.
And I know.
We also don't have cows in the road, if you recall correctly. So I'm coming out of the pumpkin patch, and this guy's like, "What are you going to be for Halloween?" And I was like, "A mom." You want to be, bro? A friggin' mom. We're going friggin' trick-or-treating. And then I'm going to throw all the candy away because I'm worried there's needles and chemicals in it and replace it in the middle of the night.
No.
With, like,
not.
Unreal. Yes, I am. I am not letting her eat candy from strangers. No way. Nor am I letting her eat that candy. I'll put like other. She doesn't know. I give her healthy candy. Like, well, not, it's not healthy.
She doesn't
but...
know. She's gonna recognize the wrapper. Like,
no. You know that I've tricked this kid into thinking that lemon flavored fish oil is candy. It makes me so happy. Oh yeah. It's like it's called like Barlean's, and they've got this lemon meringue flavored fish oil.
Oh, that's funny.
I go, bud, want some candy? And she goes, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And what's going to happen when her friends come over and she opens up her Halloween sack and it's full of fish oil?
No.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what a rocking place I live. Look at. You want some Bulgar?
wasn't going to do an opening segment on this, but maybe we should do a segment for Halloween. Here's what you should do. There are brands of candy, dude, that are better choices. There is a company called Unreal. They make versions of like a Snickers, a Milky Way, a peanut butter cup,
really?
M&Ms. Oh, it's the best. It's like a drug. And they make them in, you can get them at like CVS and Save-On and places like that. And they make minis. So you can buy bags of minis, or they make actual candy bars that you'll find on the shelf. Yeah, they're awesome.
What's in them?
Okay, it's what's not in them.
Okay.
So they use sugar instead of high fructose corn syrup. It's like natural oil instead of hydrogenated oil. There's no artificial flavors. There's no artificial colors. So it's just like sugar and fat, which, of course, you don't want your kids to overdose on sugar and fat. But sugar and fat can have a place in a healthy diet as long as it's balanced in moderation.
As long as it's not bad sugar and bad fat.
Right. Well, something like trans fats is going to kill them. It's going to kill all of us. Hydrogenated oil, it sits in your arteries and causes heart disease. But, yeah, as long as it's not... human beings cannot handle chemicals. You know I'm anti-chemical, not anti-food. Even if it's sugar, it's just a matter of moderation.
Right.
Now, another brand called Ocho. I can't remember why it's called Ocho. It stands for something. It's O-C-H-O. It's like organic chocolate something. I don't know. Ocho. They make a ton of candy bars and this and that that are all clean in the same way. And there's another, Paul Newman makes peanut butter cups and cookies and this and that. There's another thing called Sun Drops, and they're organic M&Ms. So not M&Ms, organic chocolate covered peanuts. Basically, it's like they're flavored with like beet coloring and things like that.
But that's okay. Okay, granted, let's say you got 100 kids coming to your door.
Yeah, just buy the Unreal brand. They buy 4 bags of it. You're fine.
Yeah, but isn't it a little more expensive than just like a bag of like...
It's not that much more expensive, no.
Really?
No, you're talking about a couple of bucks.
Oh, okay.
And I think, you know, also...
Not that I want to give children crap, but I just...
Well, no, but I think also, you know, again, it's just... It's like you're still giving them the candy. You're just not giving them chemicals. And, you know, another thing that we're doing with Lou is we're celebrating the holiday. Like, we're... reading Halloween stories. She has a Curious George book with a pumpkin. You know what I mean?
Oh,
it's like we're going to the pumpkin patch, and we gave her like, she's very into everything has a mama. Everything has a mama right now. So like she had to have a big pumpkin and a little pumpkin because the little pumpkin needed a mom.
Oh, really?
So I'm like, you can't even die. I'm like, I can barely get this thing to the car. I was like, I am not buying a $50 pumpkin. And Heidi's like, babe. It needs a mama. Get the baby pumpkin a mama.
It needs a mama.
Oh, yeah. I have this giant pumpkin. I almost broke my back trying to get it to the friggin' into the wagon. Had to have a guy help me to the car. It was ridiculous. But, I mean, so for her, it's like Halloween stories, celebrating Halloween, getting a costume. And then, you know, we're going to go someplace safe. Like, there's a little place in Malibu where it's just shops and you know it's safe. And so she can go.
What's she going to dress up as?
I don't know. We're going to take her this week and see what she wants to be. Phoenix.
Does she understand what dress? I mean, she doesn't really understand the holiday yet.
She loves. So what she was doing, like, we hadn't gone to the pumpkin patch yet. And we had neighbors who had pumpkins out. So we would walk the dogs and stuff. And she would go up to every single doorstep and go, hello. Hi. Hi, pumpkin. And then give it a hug. And we were like, this is absurd. And people would open their door and there'd be a 2-year-old wrapping herself around their pumpkin. So, I mean, you know, again, it's like teach the kids that it's about the tradition, the culture. It doesn't have to all be about the crap food. She just thinks it's fun. You know what I mean? And obviously there are places we're not taking her. We're not taking her to our friend's haunted hayride, obviously. But can you imagine? Nightmares forever. But, you know, she gets to watch, like, Halloween special Snoopy and all that crap. And it's just, it's about that. And there are other things you can do. You can give kids things that are not complete garbage. But don't be the person who gives them the pack of pennies. What the heck's the matter with you?
No, I ran out, though. When you run out of candy, you got to give some. I gave out, I think, pencils.
Dude, I'm amazed that you still had a car the next morning. When I was a kid, if you'd given me pencils, I'd have ruined your life. I'd have shoved every single one of those pencils in your tires. Pencils?
No,
what is wrong with you?
I had to. What was I going to give? The doorbell kept ringing.
I don't know, bro. You better give, like, don't open the door. Be not home. hide under the couch.
That's worse.
No. Like, oh, a kid, pencil?
As a kid, I hated it when you knew they were home and they were hiding in the basement. That's just wrong.
Oh, really? You didn't hate it more when they gave you a pencil? Jeez.
Well, I think it was like stationery
stickers,
stuff.
Too. Kids love stickers. That's another great one.
Well, you try.
Give them stickers.
Well, I didn't
and
have
go,
to
go
have
to like
stickers.
A 99 cent store and get a bunch of little figures and toys and little cars and things like that.
Yeah, yeah. At the time, it would have been, if I'd known that I was going
to have
over
100
children.
Doesn't have to all be candy. Don't
children.
Do apples. That's your.
No.
Here, let me tell you when you're the neighborhood a-hole. Okay? Pencils. Top of the list. Pennies. Top of the list. Pennies. Neighborhood a-hole. Another one. Oh my God, the raisins. Did you ever get raisins?
Oh,
yeah. Oh, puke eronymous. Vomit city.
The little packages of sun
puke balls.
Raisins.
Yucko.
Oh, you know y'all.
That shit out.
Yeah, that's right. Right in the garbage. You bet. Yeah.
The natural fruit roll ups with the made with the real fruit.
Oh.
That's I bought. I just bought, went to the,
you're
big,
a loser.
The big box store.
You're a loser.
And bought a big box of the jellies. What do you call them?
Jelly beans?
Not jelly beans.
The jelly beans
chewy,
are
the
crap.
The real fruit chewies.
Ugh.
Pugo. Vomit city.
Yeah, like a gummy bear.
Oh, I don't know. Kids like gummy bears if it's a gummy bear thing. Kid
like
Lou likes those. We gave her those. It's yeah, they're like made with juice. They're all natural. Gummy things.
Just, oh, no. Those
meanwhile,
are,
it's gelatin, horse hoof. But
frozen berries.
Frozen berries. You can't give away frozen berries.
Making fun.
Oh, of Janet.
Yeah.
I thought you were cool, Brady. Right. When did she do frozen berries?
No, she picks her own berries. I'm like,
Dad, she picks
bushes.
Her own berries. Yeah. Weirdo. Dad, don't do that either, dude.
I have a whole bunch of blackberries.
So when you run out of your gummies,
I'm gonna
give
them one frozen blackberry.
You better
there
be careful.
Dear.
They're gonna put like some sugar in your gas tank.
No, the only ones are when the older kids come late at night. I don't like it when the older kids come with their big pillowcases full of candy. Get out of here, you.
Whoa.
You're too old for this.
Whoa.
Well, I don't like that because they're up to no good.
The Halloween Grinch.
No, the older teens don't need to be going out now.
Oh.
They can just stay. They can go to their own little party. They don't need to be taking the kids' candy.
Okay.
That's wrong.
What's the cutoff age?
I would say the cutoff age is probably 12.
Because I was going to go.
12? You were going to go
to trick or treat.
I know that Heidi is so excited because she actually wants. She's like, I haven't been able to do this since I was a child. She's like excited to go.
Because Heidi knows. You don't go as an older person. You take
I gotta
your
tell
children.
You, this kid stuff sucks, man. We had to go to I don't know. I go, but I'm just not cut out for it. We had to go to a fall festival the other day, right, that Heidi wanted to take Lou to. It was my mom's birthday, and like so they all wanted to go to this fall festival for the kids. First of all, by the way, has anyone noticed it was 100 degrees yesterday in Los Angeles? I'm sweating like a pig. I want to be dead. And we're at this fall festival in a lot with nothing but filth and dirt and stink. And I'm covered in an inch worth of grime. Every single pore has got, you know, 3 inches of muck and stink and stick. And there's snot-nosed kids everywhere. And when I say snot-nosed, I literally mean they're all sick. With this flu and boogers are hanging out and kids are licking their boogers and they're like, you know, eating just complete crap and there's these food courts and my mom is the worst. Now I know why I was a fat kid. She's like, let her have some pumpkin pie. Let her have some pumpkin pie. I'm like, Mom, I don't want her to have pumpkin pie for lunch. Once you give her the pumpkin and then it's in the kid's mouth, right? I'm like, now she's not going to eat anything else. And of course she won't because then when she's had the pumpkin pie, she's like, more. More, more.
Jillian, you got to get out of the city.
Oh, dude, it was brutal.
No, you got to get
out.
Oh,
my God.
And
then we're in a petting zoo and I'm stepping in duck shit and it's just, oh, God. And it's you stink and I'm having an allergic reaction to the hay. And I'm like, I'm in hell. How much longer do we have to be here? And by the way, every time we leave a station, Lou cries because she doesn't understand that there's another station. So you take her off the pony and she's like, no. Then I take her to the petting zoo and then it's time to leave the zoo. No. Then I take her to the jumping, bouncing pumpkin thing. No! I'm like, this is great, babe. This is a friggin' riot. I'm having the best time. Not. Ugh. I don't know why I brought that up.
Well, I think the original thought of this segment was going to be anger, but... don't need to do it now. I appreciate your input.
It's October.
Yes, yes, it is.
Do you know what that means?
Well, many things.
Yeah, for the segment, though. Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
That it is.
I thought we should talk about it.
For sure, yeah, by all means.
Even though neither one of us are cancer doctors here, it doesn't take a genius to dole out some real simple tips that can make a big difference, I gotta say. Mm-hmm. So, this is serious, guys. And all kidding and joking aside for right now, I want to be really serious about this. Breast cancer, I don't know how many people you may know. I know at least five who've been dealing with it in the last, I'd say, 5 years, all under the age of 40. So there are many different reasons why we could be seeing this cancer on the rise. The bottom line is, what can we do to stop it? And the first thing is going to be early detection. Mm-hmm. So I know you've heard this a million times, but the reality is that you can prevent, you change the mortality rate by up to 50% if you just catch it early. It's mm-hmm. that important. And I think I was a victim of this. I was pretty freaked out to get a mammogram for a really long time. And, you know, I think we feel like what we don't know doesn't hurt us. But the irony is what you don't know is going to kill you. Please, I'm begging you, if you're at that age, if you're 35, they say 35 to 40, and I kept going, I've got time. And then on the doctors last year, they made me do it. And I was like, I am 37. I don't need to do this. But I was so glad that I did, because it gave me such an important peace of mind. Go and get your regular checks from your doctor. You know, even if it's not breast cancer or ovarian cancer, get your pap smear, get your yearly checkup, do the whole thing. You know, do the self-exam. It's not that hard. You just in the shower, hold your arm up, search for lumps regularly. By the way, I worked with a woman on the doctors who had an exam, right? She was cancer-free. 3 months later, she had stage 3 breast cancer. Sometimes they're so aggressive, it depends on the cancer, they're so aggressive that you need to catch it instantaneously. You must catch it. So honestly, I would say every week just do a self-exam in the shower or whatever. It takes you 2 seconds. Make sure every year you go to your doctor. And when it's time for a mammogram, get checked, please. Because like I said, what you don't know will kill you. If you catch this early, though, it's so much easier to manage. And again, we can look at all the success stories from Sheryl Crow to Christina Applegate. Please get checked. And if you're thinking right now, oh, I don't have the BRCA gene, which is supposedly the breast cancer gene, or it doesn't run in my family. Did you know that 85% of breast cancer cases that occur in women have no family history?
So 85, no, I did not know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, 85. Because a lot of people go, well, it doesn't run in my family. Doesn't mean anything. It means nothing. 85% of breast cancer cases occur in women with no family history.
That, you know what, I think we're thrown off because every time you go for any kind of womanly exam, there's always the question, is there history?
Yeah, so it doesn't matter.
Wow, it does not matter.
And by the way, there's a lot that you can do to fend off breast cancer. So a lot of times breast cancer has to do with excess estrogen in the body. Lifestyle is going to play a big part of this. Of course, one of my favorite things to recommend, please, God, please, if you can, go organic. And I know you're going, oh, Jillian, you're such an a-hole. You're so out of touch. You don't understand. I don't have that kind of money. I know what you're going to say to me. But I'm talking about your mortality, okay? I'm talking about your fertility. I'm talking about everything. Organics is not necessarily about a food having more vitamins and minerals. It's about it not having pesticides, hormones, antibiotics. It's all these dangerous preservatives, and pesticides are linked to breast cancer. So the thing is, here's what you need to know. When it's what we call the dirty dozen, right? There's a host of thin-skinned fruits and vegetables. Those are the worst. Then there's the clean 15, and it gives you like the thick-skinned fruits and vegetables, or the vegetables that have natural insecticides. Like broccoli has a natural insecticide, so that one's going to have less pesticides. But I would much rather you I don't need, okay, if you don't have $5 for organic raspberries, don't buy raspberries. Have an orange. I'd much prefer you get an orange than don't buy it. Have a mango. Have some coconut. Have a banana. Have an orange. Have some melon, for God's sake. Then don't buy the thin-skinned fruits and vegetables, okay? So as clean and green as you can eat, the better off you're going to be. But I get it, all right? If that's not an option, then prioritize those organic dollars and go with the, you know, put them, meat, really important, grass-fed beef, okay? That's where I'd love to see you spend it. Fish also have pesticides if they're farm-raised, so go ocean-caught with your fish. I'd like to see you spend it on dairy because of all the growth hormones, or avoid dairy and go with almond, coconut, rice versions. Avoid soy. Avoid soy. So for those of you who think, oh, soy is supposed to be great for cancer. No, avoid soy. It's estrogenic, no soy. And it's in everything, for God's sake, because it's a subsidized crop. Avoid soy. And then with your fruits and vegetables, if you're getting thin-skinned fruits and vegetables, you got to go organic there. If not, get thick-skinned versions, okay? There you go. Next one. You've got to sleep. You have got to sleep. So when you look at all these studies about people who are not sleeping, research is, it's not totally conclusive, but there's a lot of research that suggests that if you get fewer than 6 hours of sleep of night, fewer than 6 hours of sleep a night, it causes low-grade inflammation. And they're linking cancer to inflammation. So one of the key things we want to do is reduce inflammation. You need to get your sleep. Shoot for 7 to 8 hours. I don't care. Take a nap, whatever it is. Try to get 7 to 8 hours of sleep. I even skip my workouts in the morning. If it's like workout or sleep in, I'll sleep in. Because when I don't sleep in, I'm hungry all day anyway. Because I didn't get my sleep, so it throws off my hormones. When you don't sleep, so it makes you hungry.
You know the repercussions.
Yeah,
I must
forget it. No, I sleep. And then I'm just better with my eating that day. Sleep. Prioritize your sleep. Mm. Get screened. Go organic on the things I suggested. Now, this one's interesting. Alcohol is extremely estrogenic. And you'll read about, you know, no matter what study you read, it's like alcohol boosts estrogen levels and is extremely bad for breast cancer for that reason. Okay, there is one small, and I stress that it's small, caveat to that rule, and that would be red wine. But still, I mean, you don't want more than 4 ounces a night maximum. And the reason that I say red wine is because they believe that the antioxidants in the red grapes may mimic the effects of estrogen-lowering drugs. So try swapping out your Chardonnay for a Cabernet. And it's, God, dude, I remember when I did the doctors and they did a gene test on me and said that I was predisposed to breast cancer, which I can see all over me, by the way, because I know the signs of estrogen dominance and I have them. Just having like, oh, I'm going to have a beer with my burger. Uh-uh. That stopped. And I mean fast. I drink 2 drinks a week, 1 night a week. And that's my night. And I try to choose red wine or tequila, which is not healthy, but nevertheless. So if you're going to drink, please choose red wine whenever possible, because it's like practically the only alcohol out there with health benefits. Dark beer has some antioxidants, but that's about it, man. Okay. Exercise. This one's obvious, and I know you know this, but exercise boosts your immune system, it keeps your free radicals in check, and it helps you control your weight. And body fat, body fat functions in hormonal ways. It affects your hormones, and it can create higher levels of estrogen in the body, which can promote tumor growth. So staying at a healthy weight, really important for cancer prevention. Exercise, exercise, exercise. I've always said exercise is the number one type of preventative medicine, and there's a reason I say that. I also want to talk about, again, please talk to your doctor, but when you look at things like IVF or birth control pills, talk to your doctor. Like these things, read studies. Here's what I want you to do. Read about it first. Because I remember on the doctors, I read this study, and I think it was the World Health Organization. Look this up for me, Britt. It's a study on breast cancer, or a study on birth control pills that went on for like 6 years, and it was like the World Health something. And they had to stop the study because women were dying of breast cancer, blood clots. So especially the younger your kid is, if you put your kid on birth control pills, it predisposes them more to breast cancer and ovarian cancer later in life. Use condoms. Use condoms. Prevents STDs. And, you know, it keeps the hormones out of your system. God designed our body. I don't know if you believe in God, whatever, nature, evolution, however, whatever you want to say, designed our bodies to have a period once a month. When you go in there and you inject all these hormones, so you're not ovulating once a month, or you're stopping your period, or you're doing all this crazy stuff, it's going to wreak havoc on your body. And IVF, I mean, come on, dude, please do your research. I get it. And I understand wanting to have a kid more than anything in the world, but at least do your homework about IVF. It's like, there's a lot of research out there right now that are suggesting it's linked to cancer. And hello, I would believe so. They're injecting you with massive quantities of hormones. So anyway, there's that. Now, let's talk real quickly about food, because there are foods that you can consume that are great for helping you to manage breast cancer. The first one is to boost your fiber content, because fiber can grab the sort of free estrogens floating around in the body and remove them. You want high fiber.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I would even take a fiber supplement. I take like a greens drink. And it has soluble and insoluble fiber.
I've seen that stuff. Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
Eat high fiber foods, whole grains, fruits, vegetables. Take a fiber supplement if you need to. Not the Metamucil kind with the artificial flavoring and all that crap. Even if it's just a psyllium husk capsule, I don't care. It's great for helping you manage your hunger as well. Fiber, super, super, super. Omega-3s. I started taking fish oils, these really high, powerful fish oils. There's a brand I like called Barleans. Omega-3 is awesome because it inhibits inflammation. So Barleans is pure. You don't have to worry about mercury or any of that crap, or just get yourself a high quality, high grade fish oil. Right. It helps to manage inflammation. We talked about inflammation and cancer. Another big one, and this is one that you wouldn't really expect, but pomegranate. There's an antioxidant in pomegranate that helps to lower estrogen levels. I try to eat them at least twice a week, man.
I've seen that. There's
the palm drink.
Yeah.
I don't do the drink, but I do the pomegranate. I do it. And if you know what? And if you're like, I don't have the patience to open the pomegranate, I don't care. Buy the seeds. Once a week, man.
Yeah,
once a week. And just clean living, bottom line. But if you know that you have the power to make a difference, this is not a foregone conclusion. Don't think that anything is. And even if something is, quote, in your genes, all that really means is that you have the ability to turn it on or turn it off. You can affect the expression of your genetics. So although you might be predisposed to breast cancer, you can take precautions that will help your body fight it off or prevent against it. By keeping your estrogen levels in check, your inflammation in check, makes a big difference.
How do you check your estrogen levels? Is that just something you do with an endocrinologist?
You go to an endo, yeah. You go to an endocrinologist and they'll tell you
what your levels are.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All your level, your testosterone, progesterone, estrogen, all of that stuff.
I've never had it. I mean, I've had tests for, what do you call it? Cholesterols and all that stuff.
I know.
For thyroid, but I don't think I've ever had a test for my estrogen.
Go to your endo.
Yeah,
absolutely. I'm an estrogen dominant female. Always have been. Actually, that's not true. Always have been. That's a lie. I took Accutane when I was in my 20s.
For pimples, right?
Yep. I thought it was the, you know, everyone was talking about it being the wonder drug for acne. You'll never get a zit again as long as you live, right? And I was like, oh, cool. Awesome. And I was at ICM. I was 24 years old and I had health insurance, and all the other assistants were going on it. And they're like, oh yeah, it's paid for. You go and you take it. And then, this and that. This is going to be a controversial statement, but I was talking with an endocrinologist, not Dr. Van Hurley, at a later date, who said that Accutane shuts down testosterone production in the ovaries. And I will tell you that ever since I went on Accutane, I started getting melasma, little spots in my face from estrogen dominance in the blood. I started storing my body fat differently. I noticed.
Really?
Oh, yeah, dude. I'm not going to say, I'm no doctor. I'm not going to say that's it, but it changes, changes your body big time, changes your hormones. Serious business.
Wow.
Anyway, there's that. So it's October. Please, please, please think about everything we said and take care of yourself. All right. That was a heavy.
That was informative. You can't always be jolly with information.
That's true. That'd be inappropriate.
It would be inappropriate.
All right, well.
But now we can take a break and we can come back and be complete asses.
Oh, good.
And it'll all be good.
All right? Okay.
Okay, we'll be right back. So we are back, and Terry is waiting to talk to you.
Awesome. Hey, Terry, what's going on?
Hi, Gillian. How are you?
I'm good, bud. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I've got a question to ask you, but I got a little story to tell you first.
Okay.
I have been diagnosed with sleep-related eating disorder. Have you ever heard of that?
Okay, I have, but only when it's in conjunction with something like Ambien. Are you taking Ambien?
No. I'm not. No. I do have sleep apnea, so it's kind of related with that a little bit. But one night, my sister spent the night here.
Okay.
At my house. And, well, before that, my partner was finding wrappers and stuff laying around, and she would say, you're eating my candy. And I don't eat candy. You must be eating it and not realizing you're eating that much. And then, yeah, because I'm not a candy eater.
Oh,
and,
my God.
Yeah, because, you know, she loves Tootsie Rolls, and I can't stand those things. And, I'm not a candy eater. And so my sister spent the night, and it was like 3 o'clock in the morning. She says, I get up out of bed, I go in the kitchen, I fix me a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, I sit at the dining room table, and the whole time she's talking to me and I'm not responding. My eyes are closed, and I eat it, and I go right straight back to bed. Well, you know, I'm like, okay, you're crazy. You know, she tells me about it the next day. I'm like, you're crazy, I didn't do that. She says, yes, you did. So immediately I called my doctor, my sleep apnea doctor, and I said, okay, am I crazy? And she says, you need to see a sleep neurologist right away.
So you're definitely not on Ambien.
Right.
Okay, so okay. Because I mean, I've heard of this, but I've always thought it was folklore. And they say that, like, it people who suppress their desires consciously, like, during the day, unconsciously at night, like, eat. But I've truly thought it was like a unicorn, like, not real. However, I will say people I know who've taken Ambien, I do get up and, like, eat a bunch of crap, and they have zero memory of it.
Wow.
No, Ambien.
Yeah. I'm not allowed to take that because my sleep apnea is so bad.
Okay.
I'm not allowed to touch no sleep medicine whatsoever.
Okay.
So, yeah, this is crazy. I mean, it's really crazy. And so my partner, you would love my partner because she is the most healthiest cook in the world. I am on a 1,500 calorie a day diet, have been for the past 20 years.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is what's really crazy. I have always been a little chunky and overweight, but I can lose it when everything is working to a T, when the sleep apnea is normal and everything, you know, is going cool.
Okay.
The weight goes down and everything's fine. So I'm coming up on knee surgery here in another month. And you'll love this part. I won the Biggest Loser at my local hospital a couple of years ago.
Oh, good for you, dude.
Yeah, and then my knee went crazy and I hair came all the weight back on. So I was mobile, you know, I couldn't get around again. So I'm like, okay, why is the weight coming back on? You got me on 1,500 a day calories. Why is the weight coming on? So here, you know, now it all makes sense.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sabotaging myself at nighttime.
Yeah.
And not really knowing it.
And not really. Okay, yeah, this isn't funny. What? I'm sorry. Hold on. Let's be serious for a second.
No,
all right.
It is funny.
Are you? It's interesting. you know, again, like I've heard of it, but thought it was like lore, you know, like an urban legend. With that said, though, you've seen a sleep specialist because they do. I mean, like they will give you. I've heard that they would put you on medication, not sleeping pills, because sleeping pills make it worse. Hello, Ambien. But did they suggest any medication?
Yes. Well, see, I am on medication for it. It works sometimes. It works not. I still get up like two or three times a week and eat.
Wow. So, are they giving you any like counseling for like stress management? Because another, again, theoretically, because you're suppressing desires, they say that like you should take assertiveness training and to learn how to kind of assert your needs. Was any of that suggested to you?
I don't have no desires. I guess I just like to eat. I don't know. I mean, there's nothing going on. I'm not stressed. I'm not, you know, I'm normal. I mean, I am so normal, it's pathetic.
But, well, okay.
okay. You know, I mean, I'm being very honest with you. I'm not stressed.
Have you tried to just allow yourself to have a treat when you're awake?
Yeah.
You have?
Oh, yeah.
And you still...
Oh, yeah, because I make sure I have... Nan makes sure I have my 100-calorie snacks at work in between my meals. I mean, you know, I have my Yoplait. I have my...
Well, Yoplait is not a snack. I mean...
Oh, you're talking about sugary snacks?
Well, here's what I'm suggesting. Like, if you buy into this, if you're, you know, and obviously this is happening to you, theoretically it happens because you're suppressing some sort of desire or need, and it's coming out at night in your unconscious. So one of the things I would suggest, if like they put you on medication that hasn't worked, I would start incorporating a little bit more treat time or actual treats into your waking day. And again, you can work it into your calorie allowance. You can essentially, you know, still stay healthy, while losing weight. But I mean, if we're talking about this in a real way, and we are, I would give that a try. And then my second piece of advice
is...
You're
really having a hard time holding this together.
Well, I would have someone chain you to the bed. If I was getting up in the middle of the night and eating, I would, it's like I'm like turning into a werewolf. I would chain myself to the bed. I would handcuff myself to the bedpost. If I knew that I was getting up in the middle of the night and eating a bunch of candy, and to make matters worse, I didn't even remember it, it was pointless. I would absolutely.
See, Terry can't do that. That would be dangerous. What if there was a fire in the house and
she can keep the key on the bedstand, and when she wakes up, she can unsnap herself.
Well, what if she does it when she's sleeping?
Give it to your partner, man. Give her the key. Lock the cabinets and have her keep the key.
See, I can't do that.
Why?
That's one thing you can't. Because if you lock the cabinets and you cannot find the food you're looking for,
yeah,
you're taking a chance of going outside the house.
Come on.
The doctors would not let me. I cannot do that.
They told you that?
Yeah.
You're possessed.
Shock collar.
Yeah, we need to get you one of those dog collars that, like, when you cross the perimeter.
No, this...
Yes, I know what to do. We're going to send you one of those perimeter dog collars and a safety box to lock your treats in.
No, Terry's got a real... This is...
I said, every day, incorporate a treat. So you look, Jay, she's tried medication. It hasn't worked. She's seen specialists. It hasn't worked. I said, on a logical level, give yourself a treat so you're not expressing these feelings of deprivation unconsciously in your sleep. I know. Yeah, Janice, tap your head.
You know what my weight doctor said? I go to a weight doctor to help, you know, to help. I mean, he's a regular doctor that may, you know, he told me, cut out the pasta and the starch and cut. And that's all he said to me. Me and Nan's looking at each other like, well, no crap. We know that.
Bud, listen to me. You need a straitjacket. And you need it. No, she does. And then have your partner take you out in the morning. I would die if in the middle of the night I was eating a gazillion calories and I didn't even get to enjoy them. I'm trying to help her.
Yeah, no, that's true.
I'd be so pissed. If I'm going to have a brownie, I better taste it. I mean it. No way. So, all right.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm telling you.
I agree there, you know.
Can you set the alarm so if you go outside, the alarm goes off and wakes you up?
That would be something.
Do that. All right, here's what I want you to do. You need to, like, you need to lock up that food or hide it and have your partner keep the key. And then set your alarm. So if you open the door, the alarm will go off.
But isn't this an issue not so much for a food, I mean,
Janice, I'm behaviorally trying to modify the situation here.
But that's what I mean.
Dire straits.
But maybe it's a shrink issue, not
a... She's seen one.
No, I thought she was seeing the food, the sleep doctor.
And a specialist on the issue.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you can see it.
I'm going to tire down. I'm going to go out there and...
A lot of people also... If you read up on this, a lot of people also eat weird stuff and drink weird stuff. I haven't got to that point yet. They have drunk toxic stuff and they cigarettes. And I mean, it's really a dangerous situation.
You need to get a lock on your bedroom door, man. Then seriously, and have your partner keep the key. You know what? You can do that. You can lock it from the inside, obviously, with a key and give it to your partner. That's what I'd do. Every night she has the key. And you can't even get out of the bedroom.
Try it and see if there's a pattern. Like, you don't even know if there's a pattern to it or what's the...
Yeah, no, you got to lock yourself in there, bud.
Because right now I don't because I'm on the medication and it doesn't work every night. I mean, before we could have took a better...
I would even hate for you to be on medication if you don't have to be. Get a lock and put it on the bedroom door. Then you can't leave the house. You can't eat toxic crap. Give her the key. And that way you can regulate it. And then during the day, incorporate... More, yeah, like give yourself a little more treats. Cut yourself a break. It doesn't even have to be sweets, by the way. Just more happiness in your life. Whatever, you know, get out, smell the roses more. Whatever you enjoy, do more of it.
Yeah, I know. Nan's going to like the straitjacket idea. She's going to love that one. And probably the collar one, too. I can see her zapping me now.
Bedroom door lock.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Holy cow. That's wild, Janice. That's crazier than something you tell me.
Wow, that's
That's heavy.
That's heavy.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know what to do.
I told you, lock her in the bedroom.
I don't know, Jillian. I just...
What? Give the partner the key, put a lock on the door. Simple.
Yeah, but...
What?
Well, I just...
I'd want someone to do it for me. I'm telling you, dude.
Wow.
Yeah. I'll do it for you if ever... Of course, then I'd have to like be around you more often than not. But...
Yeah, exactly. Like you're going to want to spend any
I'll
more
hire
time.
Someone to do it.
Exactly.
I'll be like, listen, I'll give you $20 a day to lock Janice just in and let her out in the morning. And then they'll forget about you for like 2 days.
See, that's what I mean. What if Terry's Barton all of a sudden decides to say, oh, I'm going to Disneyland? You know?
Disneyland? Disney.
You know? And all of a sudden, she's gone. See, you got problems. You got to. There's a lot of trust going on.
That would
here.
Only happen to you, dude.
Oh God, we got to end this.
Oh, we do. You are not wrong.
Yeah. onward, stride and light beam fades, stride and light beam.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.